In Iraq this weekend, looters in Baghdad emptied the country's National Museum, stealing irreplaceable artifacts of one of the world's oldest civilizations. U.S. military officials say the presence of troops in the capital is helping to restore order, but not everywhere. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Some Baghdad shopkeepers felt safe enough today to reopen their stores. There are still reports of U.S. troops watching idly as looters raid government offices, but Brigadier General Vincent Brooks expects the unrest will gradually settle down.
It's not nearly as widespread as the focus seems to be when the camera happens to be at those locations. That's just a reality. This is a very large country with many cities, and even the city of Baghdad has many areas.
Brooks stressed that policing duties must take a back seat so long as fighting continues. As a reminder that the war's not over, a firefight broke out in downtown Baghdad today, and troops searching a school found dozens of leather vests stuffed with explosives for possible suicide missions. Empty hangars suggest some vests are already in circulation. Saddam Hussein's science advisor, Amer al-Sadi, surrendered to U.S. forces. He's repeatedly denied that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. In a deck of playing cards designed by the military to publicize Iraq's most wanted fugitives, al-Sadi is the Seven of Diamonds. U.S. forces continue to hunt for other leaders, including Saddam. Brooks says rewards have been offered for information on the fugitives.
I don't want to reveal how do we know what we know. There are a number of things that tell us, a number of sources that might give us information. When there's enough information that says we should act, we act.
U.S. ground forces have begun moving north of Baghdad towards Tikrit, Saddam's hometown and the base of his support. After relentless bombing, though, it's not clear how much of a fighting force is left there. The first members of the long-awaited 4th Infantry Division have moved into Iraq from neighboring Kuwait. The Navy, meanwhile, is planning a gradual reduction of its forces in the area. Speaking from Bahrain, Vice Admiral Timothy Keating said the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk might leave the Persian Gulf in a couple of days, followed by the USS Constellation.
Those kids have done great work, as has everyone, and they're anxious to get home too. So we're working on a plan to get them home as quickly as we can, but our mission remains the same, to ensure the overthrow of the regime, and when General Frank says go, we'll be ready to go.
In Baghdad, the first plane loads of humanitarian supplies have arrived. Two C-130 transport planes landed at the Baghdad airport, carrying 12 tons of medical supplies donated by the Kuwaiti government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.